This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. Last night in Manchester, New Hampshire, the Democratic presidential candidates took part in their final debate of the year, marked by spirited exchanges and some sharp disagreements. Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Martin O'Malley also agreed on many issues and focused some of their toughest language not on each other, but on the Republicans. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks followed the debate and joins us now. Anthony, thanks for coming in.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Nice to see you.
Well, the big news leading up to the debate had been about that campaign data breach and charges that a Sanders campaign worker accessed voter records from the Clinton campaign, but the candidates definitely managed to put that behind them pretty quickly as the debate began, right?
Yeah, that's right. So the problem here was the vendor who maintains a computerized archive of campaign information about voter records at the Democratic National Committee. And there was a glitch that allowed the Sanders campaign to see a whole bunch of Clinton campaign records, and a campaign worker took advantage of that. And when the DNC found out, they punished the Sanders campaign by denying it access to its own data, which prompted Sanders to threaten a lawsuit. But the DNC backed down. Sanders got access to his information. But last night, he apologized to Hillary Clinton for the actions of his campaign worker, who he said was fired. So here's Sanders.
Not only do I apologize to Secretary Clinton, and I hope we can work together on an independent investigation from day one, I want to apologize to my supporters. This is not the type of campaign that we run. And if I find anybody else involved in this, they will also be fired.
Secretary Clinton, he's apologized. How do you react?
I very much appreciate that comment, Bernie. It really is important that we go forward on this.
So that issue was put to rest right at the start of the evening, and both Clinton and Sanders agreed that they wanted to focus on the big issues facing voters.
Right. Well, speaking of the big issues, there is certainly a lot of concern in the population among about security and terrorism. And this is generally considered to be more in Clinton's wheelhouse since she's a former Secretary of State. How did this issue play out last night?
Well, interesting. This was one of the this led to some of the sharpest exchanges between Clinton and Sanders. And it's interesting because, as you said, this is where you'd expect Clinton to have an advantage. On the campaign trail, Sanders really makes the focus of his campaign economic disparity and helping working Americans. And he hasn't talked a lot about foreign policy. But last night, he seemed eager to challenge Clinton on her record, including her support for the war in Iraq, her push to intervene in Libya, and her push to force President Assad out of Syria. Here's a little bit of that exchange.
And I say this with due respect, that I worry too much that Secretary Clinton is too much into regime change and a little bit too aggressive without knowing what the unintended consequences might be.
You know, with all due respect, Senator, you voted for regime change with respect to Libya. All of these are very difficult issues. I know that. I've been dealing with them for a long time.
So that is a foreign policy contrast. Anthony, where else did the candidates differ last night?
Well, they disagreed on the economy and taxes. For example, Hillary Clinton promised not to raise taxes on the middle class ever. Sanders said he would for the right program, such as paid medical leave, which he said would cost the average American about $1.50 a week. He also wants to tax Wall Street speculation and make college and university, public college and universities free. Clinton says that would cost too much. And then there was this question from ABC's Michael Muir, one of the moderators.
Should corporate America love Hillary Clinton?
Everybody should.
So this line of questioning opened up another contrast between Clinton and Sanders.
And will corporate America love a President Sanders?
No, I think they won't. So Hillary and I have a difference. The CEOs of large multinationals may like Hillary. They ain't going to like me. And Wall Street is going to like me even less.
So Sharon, Sanders used all this to sharpen another difference with Clinton, saying he doesn't have a super PAC. He doesn't take money from Wall Street, unlike Clinton. So there really were some sharp disagreements, but all three of them aimed their toughest attacks on the Republicans, specifically the frontrunner, Donald Trump. Martin O'Malley referred to him as a fascist billionaire with a big mouth. And here's what Hillary Clinton said about Trump.
Mr. Trump has a great capacity to use bluster and bigotry to inflame people and to make them think there are easy answers to very complex questions.
And Anthony, Hillary Clinton is running ahead in most national polls. Bernie Sanders is leading in New Hampshire, the first primary state. So what was at stake for them last night? And do you think the debate changed the dynamics of the race in any way?
Well, I think the dynamic remains the same. And I think they both did what they needed to do. For Clinton, she needed to maintain her momentum. And she really needed to look past Sanders toward the Republicans. I think she did that. Sanders, on the other hand, needed to really sharpen his differences with Clinton on the economy, on foreign policy. And he needed to do well in New Hampshire, the one state he's leading in and the one he absolutely must win if he's to keep his campaign alive. And I think he did that last night by drawing some sharp contrasts with Clinton on several issues.
That's WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks talking about last night's debate in Manchester, New Hampshire, among the Democratic presidential candidates. Thanks, Anthony.
Sure. Thank you.
This is 90.9 WBUR.